Rubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
You know, I did this thing earlier today. It was a Bachelor recap, and I was with Ashley Iaconetti, and she said, we were talking about the podcast. I was plugging it, and she goes, it is an award-winning podcast. And I was like, thank you for that respect. I really appreciate that.
That respect.
The respect. Yeah. I really, really, it feels good. Just I like to, for other people to acknowledge us and the things that we're doing, especially someone who is in the same space as us.
Mm-hmm. Where is that trophy now? At your place?
Yeah.
It's in that little nook under the stairs?
It sure is in that nook.
Does the nook have a light on it?
It sure does. Just a spotlight.
You keep it lit just all night.
Like, hell yeah. Because I want people driving down the street to be able to see that bad boy.
No, we do not want them to. It's like, I can't believe you don't have blinds and stuff, especially after watching you.
I know, like, but I love the light. Like, I love.
No. I get that. But when you go to sleep, you should have something where you close it.
Oh, I have that in my bedroom. But, like, my living room is just. I'm sure that the entire street has seen me naked.
With Becca. You should have blinds.
It's
terrifying. You can pull them up during the daytime.
Yeah, it's great. They have these great contraptions. Called blinds, curtains.
Really, we don't have blinds in my house. I just want you in the living room.
Yeah.
I want everyone to see what I'm watching on TV.
Yeah.
I want everyone to see. Terrifying. Enjoy the show. That's why I say.
I actually had this thought because Tawny, Becca's hairdresser, lives across the street. She's going to be mine now, too.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. She lives literally across the street from me. She can see into my apartment. And I literally, then I was watching something so bad. And I was like, I wonder if Tawny can see what I'm watching.
What were you watching?
It was like some like Siesta Key or something so bad. Like, I was like, ugh, I had it on for like 10 seconds. And I was like, I can't. If anybody's watching me watch this, I can't.
They're judging.
So then I put on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary.
What is
wow,
that?
Wow, that's a range.
Well, I don't even know who or what that is.
Oh, you'd be obsessed. She was like the modern woman of her time. Like, she paved the way for all of us. She's incredible.
Oh, wow. She's a Supreme Court justice.
Okay.
She's the one that everyone's afraid could be in bad health, because if she is, another more conservative judge will take her place and change the balance of the court.
She overturned all the basically all the laws that were based on gender.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She kind of overturned all those, not all of them, but a good chunk.
And the movie was called
On the Basis of Sex.
Right.
With Armie Hammer.
Oh,
so there's a movie about her right now, and then there's a documentary on.
I'm gonna need to watch that.
You would
a
be
modern
obsessed.
Modern woman documentary.
Yeah,
Tanya's seen every movie. No, what is that? Whoa. I've never heard a phone ring before.
Whoa, it's like a weird old school ring happening in here.
So Tanya's seen every movie, and I feel like it's been it's good for her. I feel like she's become a more well-rounded person.
Yeah,
because
it was all about music, and then she'd watch no movies.
Yeah. Okay, so Tanya has a story she's wanted to tell us for months, but she's going to have to wait a little bit longer because Michelle Kim's on the phone.
We're going
to
forget again, but this is very important.
Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce her. I got it right here.
So Michelle Kim was actually on Grey's Anatomy last week, and is she there?
Hi, how are you, ladies?
We are so great. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so good. The timing was perfect because I literally just wrapped.
Wow.
I was on hold with you guys, and then they're like, okay, you wrapped. I'm like, oh, okay, perfect.
That gives us more time than we even thought we had.
There's so many fun things.
Does that mean that you're coming back? Like that you're...
No, I'm on a different show right now.
Oh. We thought, because we were just talking about it, and I was thinking, I'm like, wait, she might be back, because it showed you crying. It obviously wasn't perfect ending for your character,
right?
But I didn't know if maybe they'd bring you back around because you were so endearing and like someone that we want to see again.
Thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. A little real life spoiler is that I'm actually pregnant in real life.
I know, it's crazy.
Thank you. So my uterus is fine.
I'm glad to know.
I don't believe you. I saw her take out your uterus. Yeah. I watched it happen.
Wait, we should set it up for people that are listening who don't know. Michelle was the one that had her, she had the surgery. Catherine Fox did the surgery on her to take out, and she had to ultimately take out her uterus. And then we were kind of left with her just crying. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if she's coming back next episode.
Sounds like she's not, because she can't come back pregnant.
Oh, me? Yeah, I know. We'll see. I mean, I think I personally, I'm just going to put it out there. I think it'd be really fun to come back later on. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, a miracle.
Yeah. That would be a perfect Grace fashion that somehow you get pregnant.
I would not. Oh my God. Can you I know. So I just think that would be really good. I think that would just be really good for ratings. So I'm glad you agree.
Wait, now we need to do the dishes with you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, it's so funny because, first of all, I stopped watching Grey's about, like, probably, is it 5 or 6 when, like, it started to become, like a musical?
Oh,
that's around the time my husband and I kind of checked out. And then, I went on the whole, like, Shondaland train and then Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, and it just became too much to keep up with. And so I personally didn't realize how big of a deal Grey's was when it came out, like, people from my personal life are just coming out of the woodwork. Everyone's so concerned about my uterus, and it's crazy backstory, because I kind of actually literally I think yesterday posted this long story of my experience, because yes, like, the experience on Grey's was, like, incredible. Everyone was so warm, and, like, really the OG doctors are just, like, straight chilling in their chairs and, like, just living life. I would say, like, Debbie Allen's character and Jesse William, like, they are they're like busy bees behind the scenes. Like, Jesse's taking calls right before, like, scenes are taking place.
That's how,
and,
I, like, picture him,
like, yes, like, literally his AirPods. He has his whole doctor's outfit in. He has his AirPods in. He's like, okay, let me call you right back. And then he, like, hangs up, and then they say action. We do the emotional scene. And then he's like, okay, what were you saying?
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah. And then Debbie Allen, like, has her whole, like, has her little, her assistant with her the whole time. And, like, they're just, like, working. And so it was really, like, interesting to see all the different dynamics. And then to work with the actress who plays, I believe her name's Taryn, the intern. We connected, you know, she's newer to the show. And so she was like, no one's talking to me, so I'll talk to you.
Oh, she's like friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was really friendly. And so, yeah, I feel like I have, like, a good, diverse experience from, like, the OG doctors who are just, like, really chill and calm.
Like,
and
who? Then, like, Weber and Bailey?
Yes, Weber. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's just, like, sitting in his cast chair, like, eating chips and, like, drinking a smoothie and just, and, like, I think, like, making calls about stocks. I don't know. And, like,
socks?
Yeah. And, like, socks. Yeah,
oh,
like,
socks. Yeah. Wait, what about, well, how is Alex Karev in real life? Because I feel like he might be, like, the ultimate.
So, unfortunately, I didn't work with Alex nor Meredith.
Oh, no. Or Mayor?
I know, because I didn't have scenes with them.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know, this is just for mine and Tanya's knowledge, because this is, you know, a dream of ours. What were the extras doing just walking around? Were they busy?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have listened to an episode where you guys were hoping to be an extra one day. Yeah, they're very, they're just roaming around. And because the shots have to be consistent, they pretty much just beeline it from one wall or one hall to another hall and maybe hold a tray. I think you ladies would crush it.
Did they seem bored? Did they seem,
you know what? That's the, they do. You can't, you have to, like, kind of tap into the monotony of hospital life, because it's not about them, mm-hmm. you know? And so I feel like you ladies have a bit too much, sparkle. Like, you would, people would be like, oh, who's that really funky gal in the background?
Tanya and her new walk.
Yeah, they're like, totally. Just walk the hall of the hospital. And I'm like,
boing,
bouncing
boing,
around.
Boing, boing, boing.
Right, right.
Wait, yeah, what do they have at Crafty?
Mm. Ooh, oh my gosh, it was delicious. I think what I had, they had, like, a Chinese chicken salad with, like, wontons, and then you could choose chicken or beef or shrimp. And then another time, oh, you know what? It was a very Asian inspired day. I'm Korean, by the way. And then they had, like, spring rolls. And then they had cookies. It was amazing. I, like, that's the thing. And yeah, that, again, I didn't know I was pregnant when I was filming it. That's a whole nother story. And so I was, like, stuffing my face, and then, yeah, it was great. I love Crafty.
So how many days did it take for you to film that episode?
I was literally just thinking that.
You know what? It literally only took one day. So I was there the whole day. Yeah. So it took one day. They did all my scenes. And, you know, the funny thing is that the most emotional scene, the last scene, was the first shot of the day. So I had to, like, rev it up. And so me and Debbie Allen had our first shot that day. And then, honestly, I actually waited, I would say, for 6 to 8 hours. They told me I could go to my trailer, but, like, I don't know. The trailer can be really depressing by yourself. And so I'd rather, like, be on set, like, even if I'm just sitting the whole time.
Oh, hell
and, like,
yeah.
See all the, you know what I mean?
Fly on the wall.
Otherwise, yes, because then you actually see the dynamics. And it's always a little bit awkward because, like, you don't want to, at least as, like, a guest star, like, you don't want to, like, assert yourself. Like, this isn't your show. And so I just kind of, like, if people want to talk to me, they can, but I just make myself available and open, but, like, try not to be annoying. And then, I met Maggie, and she's so sweet. But, you know, I didn't have any scenes with her, but she was there. And then Dr. Bailey.
Oh,
another OG that could just, like, degaff, like, there, love and life, like, in the pocket, you know. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Oh, and then, like, Make-A-Wish was there, because I guess that happens often where, like, fans, if they're, you know, if they're part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, they'll, like, want to meet the whole cast. And so it was really funny. I could kind of just, like, watch it all happen and be like, oh, where's Ellen? Where's Ellen? Make-A-Wish is here. And so that was kind of cool.
So
to, like, see.
So cool. Everyone was on set. You just didn't necessarily work with everyone.
Yeah, like, I walked past the characters who play Meredith's current love interest, so DeLuca.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, oh, there's something there. yeah, so I walked past them, but I wasn't in the scene with them.
Okay, got it.
I have a question.
So yeah. Cool. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, you're an excellent crier. And yeah. I'm very impressed that was your first scene that you did. Because that was, I even remember thinking that I was watching it, like, wow, she is all in.
Oh, thank you.
I know, it's very Rami Malek of you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I appreciate that. You know, I had a ton of questions people were asking me on Instagram. And one of the questions was, like, were those fake tears or real tears? And honestly, they were real tears because, you know, like, and to just get, like, real, like, you know, I've had several friends, like, lose babies or not be able to have kids. And my husband and I, like, we stopped taking birth control. And then, and so that's why I didn't know that I was pregnant for 2 months because of, I don't know if this is TMI. Please stop me if it is.
I love birth control.
And so it was an IUD. So I had IUD removed. And you don't have your period. And so then, like, my doctor said that it could take several months to let your body, like, reacclimate and whatnot. So I didn't know I was missing periods. So that's why I didn't know I was pregnant for 2 months. So that being said, by me taking out the IUD, which I had for, like, 5 years, that was, like, my husband and I's, like, conscious decision to be like, okay, you know what? We don't know, like, how this will go, Lord willing. And so let's just, like, you know, you're, like, we've been married, we've enjoyed our marriage, and he's a pastor, and so, like, we're like, we are ready for a family. And so, we got the IUD removed, I booked Graves, and, like, just going through the process of, like, wanting to get pregnant in real life, but also, like, with open hands, not knowing how it would go, and then to, like, be a character who wasn't interested in having kids, but because she now had a higher percentage of not being able to, now wants to. I don't know. It just, like, became this very euphoric experience. Like, I remember the makeup artist was like, do you want, like, a menthol stick for tears? I'm like, I don't know. I think I just am going to need lots of tissues because I can already feel myself, like, really, like, holding the weight of, like, this terrible news. And so, yeah, it was, like, it came very naturally, which is always, like, an actor's fear. It's like, you know, like, oh, how do I, like, cry on cue? But I think I just had, like, a massive emotional arsenal, like, ready to, like, go.
Well, I get, but they'll give you tears if you need them.
They will.
That's
they
cool.
will. So basically, it's like a little. I actually have one. It's a it almost looks like a lipstick. It's a lipstick container. and it's menthol, and you could just like put some on your fingertips, and then like if you dab it in the like corners of your eyes, it'll like naturally bring tears. Or there's like a menthol stick that the makeup artist will like blow into your eyes, and then like naturally causes you to cry.
Wow, that sounds very painful.
Yeah.
So how about when the surgery was going on? How long did you have to lay there with your eyes closed?
Yeah, I only had to lay there for like 2 minutes.
Oh.
They filmed that separately.
Yeah, it's like fake insides.
Yes, and I actually, two things. I did get to see the insides because I like they had to like color match my skin to make sure it would look the same. And then, and like the special effects guy, like he didn't know that I was that character. He was like, oh yeah, there's like a broken vagina and a cancerous tumor in there. I was like, oh, I think that's mine. He's like, oh, okay, well, there you go. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. And then the second thing is with the closing my eyes, I honestly, like, I'm in this phase of my career where I like die all the time, or like I'm just bad things happen. And I hope to like one day like live. So to live and not die in surgery was a big deal for me as an actor. I was so nervous about my fluttering eyes because there was an episode that I did last year for The Gifted, and I die, and they had to literally special effect my eyes down because I can't keep my eyes closed.
I actually know what you're talking about. Like, if I'm getting any work done on, like, my eyelashes or my eyebrows, yeah, and they're like, try to not, like, flutter your eyes, it's almost like all of a sudden I have a twitch or something.
It's so weird. I don't know how to, like, no matter how relaxed I am, even if I don't drink caffeine, like, it's impossible.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So I'm just glad it was, like, a quick shot.
Who is your friend who listens to the podcast?
Ashley.
Oh my God, Ashley and Tiffany. I have to shout them out because they're like my little PR girls.
Yeah, they're so cute. Getting booked on podcasts and stuff.
I know.
It's cool the backstory they give you for your character, which never gets into the show. Uma.
Wait, what's that?
The backstory for your character, it says, Uma is a tough, working-class young woman who can drink her male coworkers under the table. But life has thrown her a curveball. She's been fragile and worn down. Like, none of that ever made it onto the show. But
she can get into character.
Yeah, right. Did you use any of that stuff?
I did, because you know what? In the audition, I actually had more lines in the audition. Usually they kind of like make up a whole new set of lines in order to like protect kind of the show.
Sure. Yeah,
and like the storyline. And so in the audition, I guess I like worked on a rig. I'm a tomboy. So I like work with the guys, and you know, the guys give me a tough time. And so like, and I don't believe I'm like seeing anybody. But again, like, I have this cancerous tumor, and so then, like, having to, that being there, implying that I wouldn't be able to get pregnant, made me, like, want to have the chance to get pregnant. So that was kind of, like, I think in my lines, in the audition lines, I was like, yeah, the guys are, like, give me a hard time because X, Y, and Z, and they say that, like, once I have a keynote, they're just, like, random stuff. So
that is so funny.
So, like, a little tomboy girl.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time. That was so fun. It gives me and Tanya even more excitement about our debut on the show whenever that may happen.
Yes.
One day.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I will start watching again just so I can spot you, ladies.
Tanya, you had a question for her.
Did I not ask it?
No, you didn't ask it. Did they talk about scrubbing in podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Because we just had Janine in here. Janine.
Oh, really?
And she said that they know about this podcast on the set. And so I was wondering if you heard them maybe talking about it.
Interesting. You know what? No, again, I was just a one-time drop-in. Mm-hmm. And so no one really...
They were probably listening. That's probably what Jesse Williams was doing with his AirPods.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? They all talk. I did hear them all talk about scrubbing in. in general.
Yeah. So, shout out Jesse Williams. Thank you.
The act of scrubbing it. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what you thought they were talking about scrubbing in, but it was really the podcast.
It was actually the podcast. Yeah, now that it's all coming together.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on. Yeah, it's so fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Congrats on your pregnancy.
All right. Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye. That's so fun.
How about we do that every week? We just watch the show and
one of the extras.
Yes,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
She wasn't an extra. She had a
She had a feature role.
She had a legit storyline, and I feel like we could probably find them because like all you have to do is find their name and search them on Instagram and DM them.
I have a great story to follow up with this.
Hold on. We got these things to get to, but then you each have a story for us when we come back.
Are we starting with ZipRecruiter?
Oh, is there a better way to start? Because I can't think of one.
No, what's not smart? Job boards that send you candidates that are not qualified for the role you posted. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/Becca to hire the right person.
So unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and they actively invite them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast.
Yeah, it's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. So that's ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. If you love this show your support to it in ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/BECCA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. Moving right along. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about something we both love?
Rothy's. Yes. Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. They're stylish, classic, comfortable, and they come in four fashionable styles. There's the flat, the point, the sneaker, and my favorite, the loafer.
The craziest thing about Rothy's is that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles. Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles recycled.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Really cool.
One of the things that I don't like about flats is that my feet kind of sweat all the time in them. But with Rothy's, they're machine washable. So after I wear them, especially with my new walk, I just throw them in the washing machine and they're perfectly clean.
Yeah. We love our Rothy's and we know you will too. Also, we know that Meghan Markle loves her Rothy's. Mm-hmm. She slipped them on during her recent Australian tour with Prince Harry and they have been flying off the shelves ever since.
So right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners if you use code Becca to get free shipping with no minimum. So you get free shipping and free returns or exchanges on your Rothy's shoes, but trust me, you're not going to return them. So just go to Rothy's.com and enter the code Becca to get your new favorite flats and free shipping.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and there's free shipping. So go get yourself a pair today. Get this deal while it lasts. Rothy's.com. Promo code
Becca.
Whose story is going first?
Well,
Grace.
Yeah. So I went to a pre-SAG Awards party on Saturday night. First of all, I went with L'Oreal, so it was like a really cool thing to get to go. But I walked up and I didn't have a plus one or anything, so I went solo, and it was so intimidating. Like, it was literally just like the biggest celebrity, you know, like you're looking around and it's like, you know, the cast of This Is Us and like people that are just like massive on TV right now. And I walk in.
What a fun thing, though. Like, how fun.
I know. If I had had someone with me, it would have been like so much fun. But it was very, you know, walking into something like that, not having anyone and not really knowing anyone that was going to be there.
Right. Just like, question mark, question
so
mark.
So I'm looking around. Literally, I walk in. First, I just go to the bar. I'm like, I'm going to get a drink. Chill. And I see Jason George. I see glasses.
Ugh.
And I see Taryn. Is Taryn her real name or her name?
Yeah, Taryn's her
real name. Taryn Helm is the character.
Helm, yeah. I was like, what is her? Okay, Helm and glasses. And I'm literally like,
were they together? All three of them together?
Yeah, they were all just like chatting. And then Maggie walked in like a little bit later. And then I don't know if there was any. I don't think I saw anyone else from Grace. So literally, they walk by me, and I'm like, "Hey!" I was like, "I just wanted to introduce myself."
Wow.
Yeah, I was bold because they felt more like my friends than anyone else in the room.
But like, you know, Jason George.
So yeah, he was in the conversation. So I did end up saying hi to him, and he was very nice. And like, he and his wife are starting a podcast, and he was like, "Thank you, you know, it was so fun being on." He's just the best.
The best, like literally, just like
he asked everything. About you. Like, he's just so kind.
I love
so,
him.
So I know
Jason George.
Yeah, we love you. Okay, so. I stop Glasses and Helm, and I'm like, hi, I just wanted to introduce myself. I was like, I have a podcast. It's based off of Scrubbing It, and Glasses, I wish, do we know, will you get his role?
Yes, Glasses is Levi Schmidt.
No, what
no that's the character. Sorry, that's
know,
the character again.
Glasses, he's Glasses.
Okay, but this week he was like, I'm not Glasses anymore. Remember, he's all, I'm Dr. Schmidt. Anyways.
I know, but I like that. I really like fell in love with him this episode.
Okay. So he's like, oh my gosh, yes, Janine told me. Like, she was on the podcast. Oh, and I was like, yeah. I really want y'all to come on. I'm going to aggressively DM y'all till you answer. And they're both like super nice and like so down. So we're going to make
Jake,
that happen.
Jake Borelli, and oh, Taryn yeah. Helm was played by JC Elliott. So Jake and JC.
Yeah, Jake and JC. That's who I talked to.
I would like to talk to Helm because, like, I feel like I haven't connected with her character
yet.
I
bet they're going to have a storyline regarding
They need to because, like, I feel like I just got Glasses this week and I'm, like, into him now.
If I were her, I'd be worried because I feel like when you've been on the show a certain amount of time and you haven't gotten a story, that means
it's not
you're going to get shot and something bad's going to happen.
Or they're going to do something where you are, become, like, this endearing character that everyone loves.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
Way. That's true.
Because I remember we didn't like April at first.
Yeah, I was just
going like to
say,
April at
I
first.
Didn't either.
And then she really just took a turn. And I was like, that's my sister.
I love that Janine's telling everybody about it.
Well, I think she was, or maybe he just thought she posted about it, but he totally remembered and was like, knew, you know, when I said it. I probably scared them. I like approached them aggressively.
There's no chance.
I had a good.
Zero. You're super
spicy
cool.
Margarita
Zero chance.
In me at that point.
You are like cool, chill girl. If I were there with you, they would have been like, "We need a restraining order like tomorrow."
Yeah, but I'm trying to think if I saw any. I saw oh my gosh, Justin Hartley from This Is Us.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and his wife. His wife and I are like. Social media friends, so like every time we see each other we're like, hey, you know, and he's always nice and like acts like he remembers
social media friends.
It's his birthday today.
Oh wow. Yeah, I saw that. I saw several posts, so it was super fun, very overwhelming. My feet almost fell off and I said gots to go.
Team bye.
Was it a good night? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I really wish I would have had someone with me because I would have
given a plus one. Is that the deal?
L'Oreal brought like a group of girls, and it was, you know, a kind of a exclusive event. So I was like very honored to have been asked to go, but also like very lots of social anxiety.
Yes, bringing Tanya would have been really fun.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we would have had the best night.
Oh, that would have been so good.
Yeah,
I would have been like. Stalking the heck out of people, being like, you need to come on.
Yeah.
So did we get them on the, are they going
to
come?
I'm sure we just need to reach out to whoever. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Happy about that.
Yes.
By the way, when you said social media friend, I have a social media friend. I never met her in person. I only talked to her through Instagram, but I'm like obsessed with her. She's called, her name on Instagram is The Blonde Files.
Okay.
And we've been like friends Instagram friends for maybe like 6 months, okay? Because you know I have all those gut issues and she posts about that. And so like I DM'd her and we've had a really beautiful back and forth. And now like she's like, I love following you. And I was like, I love following you.
Wow.
So when I was working the Golden Globes, she saw my story and she's like, oh, I'm going to come give you a hug. And I was like, oh, like I didn't know what she does, you know? And so I was like, what are you doing at the Golden Globes? Her husband is... Chuck Lorre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Chuck Lorre created 2.5 Men.
Oh, wow.
The Kaminsky Method.
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. These are like the big shows. But for me, you know, I've been obsessed with the Kaminsky Method, the show with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, he's created some of the biggest shows in television history.
Totally. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. How funny is that?
Social media friends.
Her name's Arielle Lorre.
Yeah. She's so cute. I'm like obsessed with her. I got her cookbook.
Files.
Yeah, she has a really good cookbook with like healthy recipes.
Right up my alley.
Okay, which reminds me of my story.
Okay.
Mine's pretty quick. But I worked the Golden Globes. I did for E! It was my first time working for E! For anything like this. And they have like a stylist that styles you. And so, which is like awesome because I hate putting myself together, clearly. and so.
You're matching.
Yeah, that's true. And so this, it was the day of the show, and they brought me like all the jewelry to like wear, you know, for my outfit. And so she's like, do you want to put these, she like gave me all the rings that she got for me. And then she's like, here, do you want me to hold on to the rings? Cause I had like this ring on. She's like, do you want me to hold on to your rings? So during the show, and I was like, it was this ring that Becca gave me for my birthday. It was like our friendship rings. And I was like, you know what? I'm so nervous that I don't want to take this off because my best friend gave me this ring and it like brings me like peace. And I was so nervous to do the stream. So I wore it and it was like the only thing that I had on me that like wasn't borrowed, or do you know what I mean? Like it was actually like mine, and it like brought me less anxiety to like have my like ring on.
Oh,
yeah. Should have worn my ring to the event the other night. Maybe that would have helped.
It really did help.
Probably would have helped.
So I'm probably gonna wear it at the Grammys.
Well, we should talk about what you're doing for the Grammys.
I can't yet.
so
she's doing something for the Grammys, but we can't
say
what
you
it
need
is
to know
yet.
Next week.
But it's exciting, and you're excited to do it.
Very excited to do it. Like. For, like, this is like pinch myself excited.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something that I've been working on that's also not as exciting but cool?
Yeah.
I hired organizers to come and organize my my new house. Thank you. I would have just brought Tanya over, but this task was too large for even Tanya.
It is too large. I can help you when like it gets a little messy, but like,
yeah, this is on. I needed the professionals to come in. So I go into my bathroom because they've been working on my bathroom, my guest bathroom, and then they're doing my office and my my master bedroom closet. And I go look at my bathroom the other day after they finish. It is gorgeous. Like everything, every single item is separated into plastic, like little spacers.
So here's my question. How do they like, so they just like come in and look at your space and then you tell, what do you tell them? Are you involved at all? Or you just say like, organize it, bye.
Well, I kind of say organize it by. Well, I was downstairs yesterday, but she came over and we cleaned up my closet, and that was exciting because it was like, you know, just really having to get rid of some things.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and then they've like basically color coordinated my whole closet. Like it, I don't even want to touch it. Like it's perfect. So today, I had this thing in the morning with Access Hollywood, and I get a call as I'm leaving, and it's the girl, the organizer girl, had was at my house already, and she's like, you have a huge leak in your ceiling. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's like a huge bubble, and it's dripping onto your couch. And
oh,
I'm
it's
like,
on your, it's in your living room.
Yeah.
So it's coming from a bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom's like above my living room.
Oh,
that's almost better, though.
I don't know if
then
it is.
What?
Then from the ceiling, like, from rain?
It's from the ceiling.
Well, yeah, but if it's your bathroom, they can fix the pipes. And then
you're not on the top floor.
Yeah, there's nobody above her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a townhouse. So
okay.
I have the first floor is like the living room, and then it's the rooms and bathrooms. And so there's a bathroom, the guest bathroom's right above my couch. But the weird thing is I don't often use the guest bathroom, you know, like it's not really used that often. So
right.
I don't know if the leak has been like festering for
probably
a while.
For it to create a bubble like that.
It
probably is
not looking good. Like the paint split.
Oh, geez.
I know. So there he's coming to look at it today.
Let me know what he says, because, you know, I've like dealt a lot with flooding in my apartment. Like three
BB
major
was, like,
floods.
Trying to drink it.
Ew.
It was truly chaos. Truly. But yeah, so the moving in process has been exciting.
I know. Well, I just did something kind of exciting.
What?
Did you see the wreath that I have on my door?
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be that person that like has the different
wreath.
One for each season. Because so I had the wreath for like Christmas, the sparkly one. Uh-huh. And it just brought me so much joy to like walk in my house and like have that in my, because nobody else has anything on their door, you know? And when I took it down, I got really sad. Like it made me, and I was like, I can't have this up all year round. That's like embarrassing. But it made me really sad. And so the girls that are helping me like decorate my apartment, mm-hmm. they ordered me this, shout out Melrose Company. They're listeners of the podcast. they ordered me this like heart shaped wreath, and it's like made with like pink and red berries.
Really,
it's
cute.
So cute. And I think I want to like maybe like interchange with the seasons.
Are you a big Valentine's Day celebrator?
I love. Are you kidding?
I mean, but like, and I'm assuming when you're in a relationship, you bake and bake and bake and probably grow your own flowers or something. But
all out.
Yeah. But when you're single, do you like take yourself out? Like, do you treat yourself on Valentine's Day? Or are you celebrating self-love?
Yeah, like, just all kinds of love. Well, last year we went to Chalk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just try and do something that's just love. Love. Just encompasses love.
I always have liked the whole thing of, even if you're like not a big celebrator of like the Valentine's Day, like all of that, what it's signifying is it's basically a day of love.
Yeah.
And it has never been, where I've read, has never been specifically, I haven't read anything. I've never even checked this. So this is just unauthorized information.
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff. But I don't know why it should only be romantic love. I feel like it should just be a day of celebrating love for whatever that means in your life in the moment.
Totally. I love that. I'm not that like person that's like single and like,
Singles Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Like, I used to tweet stuff like that for attention. Uh-huh. I didn't really feel it. I didn't feel left out. I didn't want anything. You know, my emotions don't go that deep, but I, I'm like reading our list of like hot topics.
Let's get to those after we talk about Noom.
Okay.
And then you can take your pick on those hot topics.
Okay. Noom, let's talk about it. So sticking to a weight loss plan can be very hard, especially mm-hmm. when you don't know how to handle the thoughts and obstacles that hold you back from making the progress. But with Noom, weight loss is in the palm of your hand, literally. It's on your phone whenever and wherever you need it.
Well, you don't have to be a celebrity to have a personalized training or your own support team. Your goal specialist is a behavior change professional, a nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one. So it's a community that's there for you, group discussions with fellow new members to keep you encouraged, and all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer.
Yeah, it's seriously so easy. All you have to do is take the 30-second quiz, and they email you a custom course that will help you reach the goal that you want. So they even send out a 14-page packet covering the details of your goals for health and mental wellness, your eating habits, and what new eating habits you want.
Noom is designed for results, so meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/Becca. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Becca to start your trial today. Start losing weight for good at Noom.com/Becca. It is true, though, in terms of like fitness and goal, like weight and things like that, having a community to help and like encourage you is a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's like the whole accountability thing, I think, is clearly something that works.
Yeah,
because you're obviously living proof of that.
Yep. Worked for me.
Let's talk about Quip. Did you repost the girl who got Quip the other day?
I think so.
And it looked so gorgeous. It's such great packaging.
I know. I love when people like tag us in the thing. Like somebody else made a HelloFresh
their meal
dinner and tagged us and was like, yeah.
I know, it looks very good too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I make HelloFresh, it doesn't look, I mean, it tastes great, but it doesn't look like the photo. I'm always like, meh. Hers looked delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's talk about Quip. So starting a healthy routine and sticking to it are two very different things. Inevitably, we all skimp on that full night of sleep. We skip a workout or two or months for such as myself. Or we brush our teeth with a tired old toothbrush. We're not perfect, but we can always do better. And Quip is a better electric toothbrush that can help.
Quip has sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums, which is very important, I'm learning, as my gums are
mine too, receding?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. But so this is really important.
Yeah.
And their brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And a friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health.
Yeah, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified 5-star reviews. So that's why we love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Becca.
I'll read a testimonial right here from our Facebook group. Kendall, I just bought my Quip from Target. I love it. It's so much more convenient than my old electric toothbrush that was bulky and required a charger. The vibration is soft enough that it doesn't hurt my gums. Mm-hmm. Haley says, I love mine. There you go. Go get yourself equipped today, just like these women did.
Mm-hmm. I brush my teeth a lot in a day. And when I have to use like a just a standard one because I'm like at work or something, mm-hmm. really bums me out.
The gum receding thing I think is very common. I've had that too.
Yeah, I'm having to use some specific toothpaste now to help.
Oh, yeah, the Sensodyne or whatever
it
is.
I don't know. I'm like, great. This is 30.
Here are the topics of the day. Let's get your quick thoughts. Rapid fire. Topics of the day. John Mayer has a third nipple.
Tanya, your man.
I know. Like, I don't. Is it weird that I don't care? Like, live your life. Like, I don't know. I have weird things, too.
Not a deal breaker for you.
No.
Okay, Becca?
I mean, I guess if I was, like, in love with someone, but for John Mayer, it doesn't make me more attracted to him to know that. I'll tell you that.
Harry Styles has a third one. It looks just fine.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
See, I'd be more okay with it for Harry Styles than John Mayer.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't like
do it for you.
I don't have the same feelings that you have for him.
That'd have been fun to bring up to your group in high school, the Musical Synergy John Mayer Shakira fan club. That would have been a whole day of discussion on John's third nipple.
Well, you know, we didn't really discuss physical things. Yeah. It was more lyric analysis.
I see.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if we would have gotten to that topic.
Lyric analysis. Oh my God.
I should bring one of the songs that we really like analyzed and like we can dissect it on the podcast.
Sure, yes, you have it
yes,
somewhere.
You should.
Yeah, like split screen sadness. Yeah.
It's in that box with the condom wrapper. Yeah. Next topic. Bella Thorne's in a thruple. She's dating a rapper named Mod Sun and a YouTube singer named Tana Mongo. Mod Sun is a male, Tana Mongo is a female, and they are a thruple.
It's a bizarre group, though. Let's just, like...
They do seem like a bizarre trio.
Like, it's not surprising. I'm all about, like, loving who you want to love, but, you know, I'm also all about monogamous relationships, mm-hmm. so I'm not sure I could do this ever.
I could never.
You could never bring a third person into your relationship?
No, I've never even had a threesome. So definitely don't think I could have a full-blown three-person relationship.
Yeah. It's a lot of emotions to deal with.
Yeah.
A lot of personalities to, like, work with and, you know, to agree with. That's
but
hard.
Clearly it works for some people because I know she's not the only one. Like, I feel like we did this on the morning show
once.
We talked about thruples and so many people called in and were like, I'm in a thruple and it's great. And we all live together and like, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I guess it's like sister wives.
Had sister wives on the Jenna Kramer podcast this week. Shameless plug. But that's interesting because it was a married couple that are trying to convince this third person to join their group.
Trying to convince?
They're courting her. Like they're dating her.
Could you be courted?
I tried. Remember when I took the pineapple? So apparently like the sign for swingers is like upside down pineapples if you're at the grocery store. So we discovered this and I was like, I wonder if I put an upside down pineapple in my cart, like if somebody would approach me. So I went to the Ralph's on the corner where we live and like fully was like roaming around for like 10-15 minutes and like nobody approached me. I was like,
well, maybe there were no swingers in sight.
And it was an upside down, so it's a distinctive thing. An upside down pineapple is, hey everybody, I'm a swinger. Join me.
Come at me, I guess.
Let's swing together.
Yeah. What would you do if they came out? What would you have done?
I would have been like, hey, giving them a fake number and then come to the radio show and been like, you guys.
Oh, yeah. So all you wanted was for them to approach you. That
I just wanted to see if it was like a legit sign, but now that's not. Now we still don't know.
Well, they say pineapples and trolls, those little yard gnomes are also a sign that you're interested in swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Isn't it?
Who do I know that has those? Interesting.
All right, so no thruples for the two of you. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Here, let's listen to this real quick. This is Tanya at the Ralph's with the upside down pineapple.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you know what this means? Pineapple's upside down.
Pineapple's upside down?
It's supposed to mean something. I'm doing a social experiment. No,
I'm sorry.
I ended up asking somebody if he knew what it meant because nobody was approaching me. So I just went up to this guy that looked kind of sketch.
He seems like the kind of guy that would know what this means.
Yeah.
All right, next topic. Carson Daly tried the no carbs, no sugar diet, didn't make it 24 hours.
This is something I truly can relate to.
I also can relate to it. But Tanya, do you think you could go no carbs, no sugar for how long?
I don't think I could because honestly, I have carbs and sugar every day. And I just have little.
Sugar is in everything.
Yeah.
Wait, and like, you don't think you could?
No, I have carbs and sugar every day. just little amounts of it.
You could go a day.
I could probably go a day or two.
I don't think I could last hours.
No, you couldn't. Like, it's 12:14. You could make it till 12:30, I don't think, on this particular diet.
Because, like, I'd make sugar it till 12:30 with nothing. Oh, I could make it that far.
Sugar in my coffee.
Yeah.
Sugar's in my apple. I love my apple every day.
You do love your apple.
So
really, there's no fruit allowed in a no-carb, no-sugar situation? Or could you have natural sugar? Is it not added sugar?
Do you know what? I did this one time. I did this, like, diet plan, like a cleansing plan.
Oh, yeah. Were you eating, like, broccoli?
Broccoli and like leaves. I've never been so miserable in my life.
Just leaves out of the yard.
I did it for 3 days.
Oh wow!
It was I don't remember a lot. I was weak and it was dark.
Did it accomplish what you wanted it to accomplish?
Very skinny. Yeah. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed that part of it, but
yeah, Becca, like when she puts her mind to something like that, like it's weird, her willpower.
Do you know what's weird though? Like I always think like I have. It's just a fact because I'm aware that this is not normal, but I have great genetics as far as like the fact that I'm as small as I am for what I eat.
Yes.
But I'm always like, I wonder what I could do if I would like just put some, like if I like really set a plan to like work out and like even cleaned up my diet a little bit.
I know you literally,
because I get like sometimes, and I know people are going to be like, oh my God, whatever. But sometimes I put on outfits and I don't feel my best because I think I know I could look better. And I also don't feel great internally because like what I'm eating isn't that great for me. And I'm like, God, what would happen if I just like really tried? But what do you mean? I don't really have a lot of willpower.
You do. Like those days when you do those things, when you do those like cleanses. No, you've done it like twice, I feel like. You're like really committed and you last for days, which is like shocking.
Yeah, but like the plans are like weeks.
Yeah, that's true. But like for me, if I ate the way that you ate, I would probably be like 500 pounds. Like truly.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
It's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just have like my parents are both small, but I'm like, you know, it's great. I have no complaints, but it does allow me to be lazier because I'm like, well, I'm fine. I look fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyways.
I was keto for like 2 or 3 weeks. I did keto, which like carbs and no sugar and everything. Well, keto,
high fat, right?
Yeah. High fat. And it's like you can have a little bit of carbs, but like no sugar at all. And I didn't last that long. But the thing is my muscles got too big and I couldn't fit into my clothes anymore. No, but
I'm guessing that's not true.
That's not true. No. Okay. But I did do it for 3 weeks and it was really hard.
I'll bet.
I was in a horrible mood the whole time.
Yeah, that would be the thing. Like, no, I wouldn't have friends if I did something like that.
I don't ever remember you in a horrible mood.
Yeah.
I was very crabby.
Did you get the results you wanted?
I mean, if I'd kept doing it, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Keto, you have to do it for like months. Like my friend Andy's been doing it for a year and he looks amazing.
He's keto for a year, Hendrickson?
Keto for a year, yeah.
Wow. No way.
It fixed his vision. He doesn't wear glasses anymore because of keto.
No way.
I have yet to confirm that actually what happens, but he says, he's like, keto fixed my vision, no glasses.
Wait, since we're talking about keto, can we go into our sponsor, the Perfect Keto Bars?
Oh, great, great, great.
So Perfect Keto Bars have you had these, Easton? Do you ever try
them? I haven't tried those yet, but you know, in the keto lifestyle, we're always looking for a good treat.
Yeah, well, from what we hear, they're great tasting. They're keto-friendly bars with ingredients that you can actually trust. So sometimes I almost feel all the time less is more, especially when it comes to what you're eating, products that you're using. So if you want to lose fat, have more energy, get rid of brain fog, boost your mental performance, and increase your physical performance through a low-carb, ketogenic lifestyle, we're here to help.
All other bars on the market either have high sugar content, this is true, high net carbs, true, use pro-inflammatory fillers and stabilizers, and do not support a ketogenic diet. So Perfect Keto Bars were tested on their blood glucose levels extensively to ensure a minimal glycemic effect after consumption. Keto bars are portable, convenient, fast, mess-free, and they're great for travel, work, before the gym, or a study session.
Yeah, one of them that sounds amazing is the almond butter brownie. I mean, wow.
I would actually really like to try these because I am always looking for a lot of the reason why I don't eat bars is because they're super high in sugars.
I know. So. I was going to say, this seems like it would be good, something you could actually have and eat.
Yeah.
They also have new salted caramel or caramel, however you say it, and they have lemon poppy seed flavors launching next month.
Mm.
So for 30% off site-wide, visit perfectketo.com/Becca and enter promo code Becca at checkout. Again, for 30% off site-wide, visit perfectketo.com/Becca and enter promo code Becca.
Before we move on from the diet stuff, yes. I want to, because I've been getting so many messages about the celery juicing that I've been doing.
Oh, yeah. I have questions, too.
About just the people who want, like, the recipe and things like that. It's just 16 ounces of straight celery. There's nothing else in there. Straight celery. I juice it every morning. I think that's what I've been asked the most, is like, what's the recipe? It's just straight celery, nothing added to it. 16 ounces before you put anything else in your stomach. So before I even drink water. I've heard stories about it helping with tons and tons and tons of things. Personally, I've only been doing it for like a month now, and it's helped me a lot with my digestion, which is a big thing for me. So I continue to do it.
But it's not this, like, there's something different about drinking it rather than eating celery.
I guess I'm not a nutritionist, nor am I like going to pretend to be. All I know is it's helping me with my pooping situation, and
right.
I'm happy
wow.
about it. So I continue to do it. And I've been reading stuff about it helping a lot of people with like a lot of skin issues.
Oh yeah. I have heard the skin thing too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no downside, and I don't mind the taste of it. So there
and
we go.
You have to like drink it, juice it, and then drink it. You can't juice it in advance.
Yeah. You can't juice it at night. You're supposed to just drink it like fresh, fresh, fresh.
Chug.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a commitment for sure.
Yeah.
Something I don't agree to.
Commitments are tough. Yeah. That's how long does it take you?
Okay. So I timed myself because I was like, mornings are tricky when you work for a morning show.
Yeah.
Every minute counts, mm-hmm. you know? So I set my alarm 15 minutes early, and it takes about that. By the time I juice it, drink it, and then I wash the juicer before I leave, it's about 15 minutes total.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
What if you wash the juicer when you got home? How much time could you save?
I don't think I could leave the house with it, like with all the gunk in there.
Oh, it's gunk.
It's just like celery.
Is it chunky? The juice?
No, the juice is nice and just juicy, but the
no strings, any texture.
No texture. It's literally just like water consistency. Mm-hmm. But the juicer has all the like celery like remnants in it, so I couldn't just like leave it.
See,
there.
I always thought that those remnants is where the real vitamins and
there's a lot of arguments about juicing because people say that like when you juice certain things that it's you're not getting what's great about what you're juicing.
Right.
But I mean, I eat so many vegetables throughout the day that it's not like I'm not getting my intake, you know?
I want to try this game. It's a card game called Red Flags. Perhaps some of you have played it. Somebody on the morning show staff, Jessica, played it and she brought it in. So I'm going to play it the way the game is supposed to be played, and we'll see if it's fun. Okay.
Are we doing emails?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's how the game goes. I'm going to deal 4 cards to each of us. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. I don't know. This might be a disaster, but we'll try it because people want more games anyway. So we'll give it a try. Okay. Here we go. So you guys talk while I deal.
Okay.
Wait, can we talk about Grace?
Yeah.
I am all of a sudden like not opposed to Link and Meredith.
Oh,
I'm so happy you said that because I had the same sentiment. I actually prefer him now
because
I think DeLuca.
He seems too young now.
And like, I think I think that DeLuca is like, just starting to like
flourish as a surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Like he's Alex Karev in the beginning stages. He needs some more time.
But he's Alex Karev was not as like DeLuca's very sweet and tenderhearted. Alex is a little more like rough around the edges, playboy.
Right.
DeLuca seems like very into Meredith, but I just feel like after seeing Link, it was like, oh, like this is kind of like the man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
and like the fact that he doesn't stress the little things like made me really happy. And like just the way he lives his life, just so everything.
You're being manipulated by the writers, right? Like last week.
They always manipulate
me. Showed us the DeLuca episode and we were like, oh, I love DeLuca on the elevator. That was so great. They're so good together.
Yeah.
So now you've seen the Link episode and you're thinking the exact same thing about Link.
You know what's funny though? You felt this way about the vet and McDreamy when that was the whole storyline. The vet. I didn't feel anything. I was like all McDreamy. Like I was like, get this guy out of the way. He's taking away time from Derek and Meredith. But this one, I'm like, they can manipulate me for the rest of the season.
I think I'm down with Link. Like, I think I prefer Link for her.
I know. When did Catherine Avery change to Catherine Fox? Because this whole time I'm all.
When the sexual assault allegations came out against her, her deceased husband, who they named the Harper Avery Award for.
Yeah.
Remember that drama last year?
Yeah.
She changed her name at that point to get away from Avery.
Okay. And then what else happened? I'm trying to think.
Glasses.
Glasses had a moment.
Yeah, and then Teddy's now coming back and like
I'm glad he's staying with Amelia, but I don't think it's going to be like smooth sailing unless Teddy gets with that guy that Karasik.
Look.
There does seem to be something there with those two.
I did not like how she was touching her feet.
I know.
And then I thought she was going to reach for a french fry.
I have feet all over my hands.
I know. I was like,
so gross.
Me too. I was like, I don't want my surgeon like touching her feet in the break room.
Me
like, do
neither.
That at home, right?
I got really just grossed out by that. Like, I don't love feet. And then when someone is like touching their feet and then says, I have feet on my hands.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
So gross. I'm like all uncomfortable even talking about it right now.
I'm just like so confused on how. So Owen and Amelia are going to like be together and have a family. And then he's going to have a family with Teddy, but not be with Teddy.
Well, in Gray's fashion, it's going to be a weird dynamic.
Well, right. And he and Amelia don't really have a family because that baby belongs to the teenager who theoretically would come back and claim her someday.
This is him, kind of like Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick, right? Like, because they have a family.
Yeah.
And then he might have a new family with Sophia.
Yeah, if she got pregnant, it would be similar, I guess. But no, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's not the same thing, actually.
Okay, yeah. I tried.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good attempt. But I was, so before we started this, I've been having like weird stomach issues and I'm leaving for Europe. So I called a doctor because it like came out of nowhere. And so I was like, in case it's like my appendix or gallbladder or something, I wanted to get it checked out before I left because I didn't want to be in Europe and have like a, my appendix rupture or something. So I went to the ER because I don't have like a primary and I didn't think I could get in anywhere in time this week. So the doctor I talked to was like, just go to an ER. So I go to the ER. I wait for like 3.5 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Looking around, seeing if there's any cool action going on. It's just basically, I felt like I was surrounded by the flu. And I go in and they like take my blood and stuff. I'm like back in the kind of sitting where some things happen, and I hear this lady and she's like aggressive, like just some of the things she's saying behind me, and I turn to look and she's like handcuffed to a stretcher and there's like cops all around her.
Ooh.
And I so badly wanted to be like, what did you do? And I was scared of her, but I was thinking like, you know, that's not as exciting as Gray's. Like, I don't even like going to the hospital or anything because it's not really what I hope for.
Yeah. You're hoping for drama.
I didn't see any. I was hoping for people running.
Attractive doctors flirting with each other.
Yeah.
Walk by an on-call room and keep an ear open.
Yeah, I noticed some of the nurses, there were some flirty exchange, but nothing worth sitting there for longer than
I always ask every doctor, like every doctor's office, I always ask the nurses, like, do you watch Grey's Anatomy? Like, is it like that? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you okay? Is everything fine?
Yeah, all my blood tests. What I really wanted was an ultrasound, like an abdominal ultrasound. But it was so busy in there that once my blood came back fine, I think they were just like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, they told me to take like Prilosec or something. So
you don't know what the pain was, but it might have been indigestion or
it's
something.
It's still there.
It's still there,
it just,
really.
It just like comes and goes, and it's like a weird, I don't even know. I mean, like I said, it literally could be something with, I eat so healthy. I don't know why my stomach could hurt, but.
Well, this poor diet does lead to appendicitis, they believe now.
Oh, really?
They never did know. Mine ruptured when I was 7 years old. And no one really knew why. The appendix would get inflamed and rupture. But they do think diet does have a factor.
I mean, it
factor.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But where my pain is isn't really related to the appendix. But she did say, you know, just to check it just in case. So everything's good there. I feel like I can go to Europe. And even if I have some discomfort, it's fine. Not going to be in a hospital in the European
hopefully.
Land.
Knock on something. All right, so we have these red flags. Here's how the game works. So you have white cards.
Knock on something.
Knock on wood. I have some wood over here if you needed my gavel plate.
Yeah, let me see, please. You can toss it. No, I'm good. I can catch it.
Yeah, Becca's like an athlete.
Knocked. Wood is knocked on. Yeah.
Okay.
Becca's playing this.
That went well. All right, the white cards are positive attributes in someone you would date.
Okay.
The red cards are red flags. Okay?
Oh, fun.
So let's start with Tanya.
Okay.
You and I, Becca, are going to compete for who she chooses. All right. So look at your white cards.
Okay.
You're going to give her the two attributes of your guy. You want her to choose your guy.
Oh, so pick, this is fun.
Pick the two attributes in your hand that you think she would really go for that guy. Some of them are legit and some of them are really silly, but, you know,
okay. Play
along.
I give them to her?
Just tell her what they are. Give her one and I'll give her one.
Okay.
I thought you said two.
And we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
Okay. Cooks all of your favorite food.
Okay.
You and he have the same favorite movies.
Ooh. Oh my God, you don't even care about movies until like recently.
Back to you. Back to Becca.
I can cook my own food.
Now I'm feeling stressed.
Right now, Mark's winning.
Respectful.
I like that.
I don't have great cards here, so I'm going to say he is extremely patient. Okay, so hold on. You don't have to choose yet.
Okay.
So my guy is extremely patient, and you have all the same favorite movies. Her guy is respectful and
cooks all your favorite
foods.
Now, so that you don't have to do it yourself.
Now comes the sabotage part. You look at the red flags. Now I'm going to put one of my red flags on her guy, and she's going to put one of her red flags on my guy.
Oh, and then
you have to choose.
Okay.
So let me look at mine.
Really a split decision right now. So this could really make or break it.
Okay. Becca's guy cooks all your favorite foods and is very respectful, but he swears you look exactly like their sister, but says that's a good thing.
I don't hate it.
I'm about to dominate you. Okay. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't hate that one.
All right.
So Mark's guy is super patient.
He likes all the same movies
she
does.
He loves all the movies that you just started watching a month ago. But he tenders during sex.
Oh, man.
Tinders?
I just
he's on
owned.
Tinder.
Yeah, I'm going with Becca's guy.
Oh, man. All right, so that's a point for Becca.
Yeah.
All right, so now what?
So now you discard the cards you've used and you can replace them. You want to be the next person, Becca?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find somebody for you. But you got to get rid of the cards you've already used and you can replace them.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't need cards because she's playing
so
for
So you
us.
Just need cards because she has
I already have. Yeah.
This is so fun.
That's a terrible Tinders during sex.
I know. When he said it looks like your sister, but it's not a bad
mine
thing.
None of mine were that bad.
My other one said,
if you look like their sister, then like you fit in with the fam. Like so cute. Christmas cards.
And like your kids are going to match.
Yeah.
But it says, has the names of all their exes tattooed on their face. That was my other one.
Oh, that's a good one too. Mine was like, has scissors for hands. Like that's not even...
That's a horrible thing.
That's true. That is a horrible thing.
Ew.
It didn't seem realistic to me.
Yeah, the red flags need to be a little chiller.
All right, let's pick a guy for Becca.
Okay.
Scissors for hands. Ouch.
Edward Scissorhands. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so these are the two.
Yeah, give her one for your guy. Tanya's guy for Becca that she's trying to hook him up with.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me give you one first.
Hodge.
He can get you a table at any 5-star restaurant, anytime, any place. Okay, all right.
Postmates,
Tanya?
Trusting.
Yeah.
Owns one of every car.
Who are you trying to set back
I don't have great ones.
Yeah, I don't either, because one of mine is organic farmer. I'm like, hello, Tanya. That's my mate right there, but not Rebecca. Okay, what about always knows how to stop you from crying?
I don't cry that often.
I know, but that's a great attribute.
All right, so let's look at our red flags and see how we can sabotage.
Okay. I didn't love my hand. I'm not going to lie.
Get rid of my scissor hands. So now I
only
hold
have
it to you,
three maybe. Of these. What's yeah, a blank?
You
What's
have...
a bl- oh, this is probably like a create my own.
It is, if you want it, or I can replace it.
Nope, love it.
Okay.
Make it worth our time if you're going to be that excited.
All right, Tanya's guy. What were the positive attributes again for your guy?
He's trusting and always knows how to stop you from crying.
He does, but he also doesn't think women should vote.
Oh, a misogynist. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then my guy, he can get you that 5-star table at any restaurant. He also owns one of every car, but
he hates Grey's Anatomy.
But like, I kind of would prefer to watch Grey's Anatomy alone. I don't need a guy to like watch us.
And he's trusting and knows how to make you
know.
Stop crying.
I like the trusting thing. I don't cry that often, but I also don't care about cars or 5-star restaurants.
All
All but right, I don't want a guy who can, who, I'm sorry, I need to be able to vote. So you
Are
lose.
You kidding?
Yep, point for me. Whoop, whoop. All right, so I've got a point.
First of all,
Tanya's got
you should have gone with one of the ones that gave you. What are they?
Describes all foods as yummy yummers.
Ew, that would be so
no.
bad. Yeah, yummy yummers Ooh. Every time. No.
Please. Won't stop juggling. I'm like, listen to my good ones, though. Stunt double and organic farmer. I was like,
my organic farmer. That was all for you.
I don't know if I'd want an organic farmer.
Why wouldn't you want to date an organic farmer?
Can we do this one more round?
Yeah,
I
you
really
want to do me
that.
Or?
Yeah, let's
okay.
see. We're going right. to find you okay. a man.
Well, you can make these female. Yeah. And oh. you can imagine that I'm single.
Okay.
All right, who needs more cards?
I need all new cards because mine
yeah,
are crap.
I want new ones too.
So we're picking out a girl for you, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I got your girl right here, Mark.
Oh, you got her?
Yep.
She'd have 4 whites and 3 reds. All right, tell me about this woman. I'm going to flash back to my single days.
Okay.
Back in the 90s.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go first.
So, Mark, my girl that I have for you was on the news for rescuing a kitten.
Oh, very nice.
My girl for you, she can fly.
Wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, my girl that was on the news for rescuing a kitten,
yeah,
she's also a millionaire.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She's sweet, kind, and
a millionaire.
A millionaire. Okay.
Can't beat that.
So she can, Becca, she can fly. I'd love to hear that story, how that came about.
Yeah.
And what else is about her?
Well, her life is the true story that Richie Rich is based on.
Oh, wow. So she's not just a millionaire. She's got all the money.
Yeah.
Wow. So she lives in like a castle made of gold.
And she flies.
And she
flies. Mine rescues kittens.
Okay, understood, but gosh, that is interesting.
Okay.
Richie Rich is worth $24.7 billion,
is that true?
By the way. That's what Forbes says.
When you're a millionaire, billionaire, it's like the same thing.
But can he fly?
Yeah, that's true. All right.
But
so,
like the ground is very, you need to walk on the earth.
Imagine how many kittens you could save if you were flying around in trees.
I wonder if she could carry me. Like, could like if we wanted to go to Disneyland.
Oh, of course
could
she
put me in some sort of a harness?
A satchel.
And she could fly us there and skip
you
all traffic?
You don't have a card that says 1,000, that.
I'm sure the FAA would have a problem with that.
Probably, but if she's the only person that can fly, they're not going to pass rules. All right, sabotage time. Tanya, sabotage Becca's flying billionaire.
So she may fly and she might be a billionaire.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know your name because she calls you by your ex's name every single time.
By her ex's name.
Her ex's name.
That is not great.
No.
I don't want that.
Well, she might save kittens. And what else does she do?
A millionaire.
Oh, she's a millionaire. Well, peons. But she also has half a beard and absolutely refuses to shave it.
She can call me by her ex's name as much as she wants. I'm not going to tolerate a beard. And she can fly.
Only
Becca.
Half a beard.
Becca wins that one.
Wait, I'm so sad.
I think we each got a point.
Wow.
So that was fun.
How fun is this? The red flag is always wearing a Bluetooth headset. I didn't think that was enough to destruct the billionaire.
No, but that's a good subtle red flag.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some emails.
Oh, that was fun.
I thought I'm good. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah,
it wasn't
we should bring that back every week.
Yeah, we should make our own, though.
Yeah,
like, we can make our own game.
Once we run out of those.
I also just want to say that's not a sponsorship. A friend of our, a girl on our staff played that at a party and said it was fun, and so we bought it. So,
but
red
if you
flags.
Want to sponsor,
yeah, it's a card game.
Email scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
Redflagsgame.com if you're interested. By the way, Laura and Kristen emailed saying, imagine this, Jared Goff wins the Super Bowl. I mean, the Rams do. Tanya's been assigned to cover the parade for the morning show. Tanya and Jared spent the whole parade on top of the float talking and immediately fall in love. Oh, and obviously, Jared Goff's roommate is there, too.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
What a scene.
That is quite a scene.
They really painted the picture.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple of advice questions for you. This one's not relationship, necessarily.
Is this the waxing bikini?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one.
Mary M., I feel like y'all are transparent enough to answer the question, but maybe not. I've researched and experimented and can never fully get rid of shaving / waxing bikini bumps and ingrown hairs. Do either of you have any secret tips?
Tanya literally has her arms crossed like she is the doctor of waxing, nodding her head.
Yeah, so she's literally like cracking her neck back and forth like, all right, here we go.
I've been waiting for this one.
Because I got this email and it's true because I have really sensitive skin. So when I get waxed, I do get those like waxing bumps and they're not cute. And I have found the answer.
What is it?
I'm not a doctor. Let me preface again. Spoiler alert.
Not a doctor.
But I have found.
Not a nutritionist.
No. But I have found with my sensitive skin, when I get a wax, before I go to bed, I put like a small layer of Neosporin on just mm-hmm. everywhere. Go to sleep. The next morning, shower, wash it off. I'm perfectly fine.
Bumpless. I've never tried this because I got waxed once and I'll never do it again. I've heard that if you have like razor burn, you can put like rub deodorant on there, like Dove deodorant, it can calm it. But research this before you do it. I think I read it on like one of those like, I don't know. Like,
do you ever get razor burn though when you shave?
Sometimes, but not bad.
Not bad.
Like, yeah.
Nothing that you would want to like do anything to like try and get rid of it.
I would, no, I've never had it. I've had times where like, I think in the summer it's way worse because I'm doing like every day if I'm in a swimsuit or whatever. And, I've never had anything where I'm like in extreme pain or anything.
Like Neosporin is my fix for everything. Like I put it on my pimples overnight and they're gone. Wow. Like I don't know what Neosporin is. And I'm probably sure it's probably not great to put all over your vagina, but I do it and it's amazing.
Well, Googled it because I didn't want you giving bad advice to people. And sure enough, applying an antibiotic ointment cream like Neosporin or an aloe-based cream on visible bumps and razor burn will help the skin heal while reducing irritation and inflammation. So you're right. It works.
Anything on deodorant?
Adding deodorant? I don't know. Give me one sec.
Yeah. Did I dream this? Don't know. We'll see.
If it works, it's pretty amazing.
I know.
Since they're made for faces, they are extra gentle. Dab some rubbing alcohol on the skin. Just kill the bacteria and close your pores, then apply deodorant liberally. This will keep you dry down there so you won't chafe and prevents razor bumps.
Oh.
I don't know if that made any sense what I just said, but
I think
you're good.
I feel like we gave good advice to Mary M.
Yeah, I hope these things help.
Because it is annoying.
And if not, maybe laser. I know that is like annoying, but I know it. You don't have those things.
Financial Struggles is the title of this one from Anonymous, and we've not had this one before. This is interesting. My dad has not been in a great spot financially for the greater part of my adult years, and I've spent the last 10 years financially supporting my parents. Because of this, I haven't been able to save as much as I would like for my future with my fiancé. He is not happy that I keep helping out my parents with their rent. He's known about this situation throughout our entire 5-year relationship, but I find myself withholding information from him so I don't upset him. What do you guys think? Is it a red flag that my fiance doesn't support me helping my parents?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think there's definitely a conversation. But I can kind of get his frustration of being like, she shouldn't have to be completely financially responsible for her parents. At some point, there should be like some help, I guess.
Yeah, but like your parents financially supported you your entire life, so
I know,
they're struggling.
But I'm saying, like, at how long is she supposed to be like until
forever?
Oh wow,
I think so. Right?
I mean, I would, but I could see having a spouse that's like, this isn't your responsibility. Like, you need to be able to live your life and like have a family for yourself and save money for yourself without them just depending on you.
It's an unfortunate situation.
It isn't. But I also, we don't know if this is the case, but are they helping themselves? Are they able to?
Right. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of details that we don't know, but it's also like at some point your parents are going to get sick and need your help also.
I hope they don't get sick.
Well, they get old.
Well, right. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but there's more that we don't know, like you say. Perhaps, for example, is she paying their rent? And he's frustrated because they're going on a cruise or
they're
spending a lot of money or they're going out to eat all the time. Or are they just really, really struggling?
Yeah.
I think if your parents are really, really struggling, I don't think you have a choice but to do what you can to help them.
Yeah. I'm that way with literally anyone in my life who's struggling. I feel like I'm like, I need to help them, you know? And so I totally get that. I just think we don't have a ton of information. But if she's helping them out and they're like taking advantage of it,
right.
He has a right to be annoyed.
Right. His side of the story would be very interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we are missing a lot of pieces.
But I do believe in helping your family, especially your parents, if they've helped you and given you everything that.
But I wonder what his relationship is like with his parents.
Mm.
Oh,
because I do find that to be an interesting dynamic with people in relationships. Like if you come from a close-knit family and you talk to your parents all the time and then you start dating somebody that there's two different, because I grew up that way. So I don't know what it's like to grow up without that family feel. But some people like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But some people like crave that and they want to be, if they didn't grow up with a strong family, they want to be with somebody that has like a strong family and they can just like insert themselves in. But then some people also go the other route and they don't understand that you would do anything for your family. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to know like how he
different
was.
Different family dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad sign that you're holding information back from him. I would say that's not great.
Well, yeah, it means that you don't feel safe or comfortable.
Right, and she's got to do what she thinks is right.
Yeah, and if your parents need you and you're able to help them, then you need to be able to do that and feel confident in it without being scared to talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they've been together for 5 years, so good on you.
So what's our advice?
I would say I think if your parents are taking advantage of you and they're not helping themselves, then you need to have a talk with your parents and like have some ground rules of how much you're helping them, because if they're taking advantage of the situation, then it's not fair to you or your fiance, because y'all are hopefully planning for a future together and it's that money's taking away from them.
It's so hard though, because I think like you take it to your personal, you know, and it's like I think of my parents, and even if my parents were struggling, I don't think they would accept any money
from me because
they are like, no, like you need to help yourself.
There's a pride factor, yeah.
Yeah, like my parents, I mean, I remember one time my boyfriend paid for our dinner and my dad was like so mad. He was like, I pay for you guys, you know, like there's just something like I think even if they were struggling, they wouldn't take a penny from me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like, because I couldn't see somebody's parents taking advantage of them, you know?
Yeah. Well, have you watched the Whitney Houston documentary?
No.
Her dad like sued her. It was horrible. Anyways, some parents aren't that great.
That's true.
But I would just say have a talk if they are really struggling, then have a talk with your boyfriend and let him know that it's really important to you that you're able to help them. And, you know, hopefully that he supports you in it so that you feel safe talking to him about it and it doesn't ruin y'all's relationship because you're withholding information from him.
Yeah.
It'd be good to get it all out before you get married, because you're going to want to save for a house. You're going to have kids, which is expensive. And so you're going to want to get this kind of, maybe there's a compromise you can come by. Like it's the money, you know, maybe you keep your finances separate.
Mm-hmm.
Your money, you can do what you want with it. His money, you can do what you want. You both put something into a joint account for savings purposes.
Great advice, Mark.
This dream job or dream man is so good.
All right. We moved about a year and a half ago to the L.A. area. Welcome. So my husband could finish his engineering degree. Recently, an opportunity came up in San Diego in the exact career field I want to get into. But my husband doesn't graduate until December of this year. This job in San Diego would want me to start in 2 weeks. Do I take the job? If I do, my husband and I would have to do long distance for a year, essentially. I've never lived by myself before, and the thought of being without him kills me. Do I pass on the job and hope come December another opportunity comes up? Help! Tanya.
Take the job.
Becca.
Oh, I don't know. Because they just moved about a year and a half
ago. So basically he would be in LA and she would be in San Diego.
Yeah. I would say take the job. It's an easy drive. If it were any further than San Diego, I would say wait for something to maybe come up in LA. But you can do it. It's not going to be easy.
I would like you to share your new sentiment, though.
Long distance is more challenging than I once thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember she used to be like, I'll take anyone that lives in Nebraska.
Right, she preferred that because they're not up in her
like
grill.
I've changed my stance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's challenging.
It's challenging, and two hours is not a big, like you can literally drive up in one day and then go home, you know.
But then they're sleeping apart, essentially, 5 days of the week.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, I guess it's like, are you going to be okay? Do you know anyone in LA? I mean, in San Diego, you're going to have to make friends. It's going to be a huge transition, especially for you.
Yeah, so. I think the only reason why I say take the job is because she said it would be for a year, right?
He graduates in December, so and then he can move down there.
Yeah.
With him.
So it's like it's for a finite amount of time. Yes. You know that there's an ending. So if it's your dream job, take it. You can do it for a year, girl. You are a modern woman. You can live alone. If I live alone, Rihanna, you can too.
This is a no-brainer for me. You got to take the job. Yeah. It's an easy one. You are not that far from Los Angeles. You can spend every single weekend together,
yeah,
and the year will fly by. The next thing you know, it's December, and it's all done, and you guys are together again.
And you know what they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
But does it?
Or forgetful.
Or absent.
Wow.
Oh, it took a dark turn.
Okay, sorry, Rihanna, we think you need to take the job and know that it's a quick drive back and forth from San Diego and you can do it.
It's going to be a rough year that you will look back upon one day as a real challenge, but that you guys are stronger because you went through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Wow, Mark, really hitting with the good stuff tonight.
Thanks, Becca.
And think of it like you get a year like in your bed alone, like a closet alone.
It's never going to happen again.
Never going to happen again. Yep. You're married, girl. You're locked up for life.
Thank you.
Best way possible.
Yes. Thank you to ZipRecruiter. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. Rothy's. Get your new favorite flats and free shipping at Rothy's.com if you enter code
Becca.
Noom. Start your trial today at Noom.com/Becca. Quip toothbrushes. Get your first refill pack for free right now at GetQuip.com/Becca. And welcome aboard, Perfect Keto. We are happy to have you on the podcast. And
I know. I want to try you.
Yeah. Get 30% off site-wide, Tanya. Visit PerfectKeto.com/Becca and enter promo code
Becca.
Did we finally schedule the Robert appearance on this show?
Yes.
So that's a while. We'll tease that as it gets closer.
It's a little bit away.
But we can. It's before spring.
When's that?
You don't know when spring starts?
Becca,
do you know where when spring starts?
March.
Thank you. Oh. Do you know what day in March, roughly?
I'm going to go with March. I think it's March 23rd.
It's around there. It's typically the 21st, sometimes 20, 22.
Oh, wow.
That's the vernal equinox. Mm. That's when we have equal day and night lengths, and that's the first day of spring.
Wow.
It's before the first day of spring.
Great.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Time of death, 12:54. I loved that red flag.
I also feel like I was talking to somebody about this, that you're like my like weird saving angel.